McNally, you realize what they're doing now. Okay, this is the checklist for LEM activation. What they're doing is making sure that in the rush with which they were faced in activating the LEM, that they took all the correct steps. And in some cases, some of these steps are being changed by the flight controllers. As you hear them, for example, on step 6, inverter 1 circuit breaker should be open. That's a change. So what they're doing right now is making sure that the LEM is properly activated and configured to exactly what flight control wants here. And essentially what you're listening to is a 2-hour operation that is being done in 1 hour prior to this burn. You follow? This burn is what they're going to do to burn for home. And they're now planning to make that burn at 61 hours and 30 minutes approximately.
Yeah.
Ground elapsed time.
Right,
approximately.
That burn does not replace the one that would be done at 79 hours, however. It puts them on a pretty restricted.
Hold on just a second. This one, the burn that will be made at 61 hours and 30 minutes will put them on a free return trajectory. It does not replace the other burn. But they are going to do a burn at 61:30, which would give them a free return trajectory. Gives them more time to play with. And a safety factor.
Free return.
Well, I can do a piece anytime you need it.
Return burn.
Okay.
79 hours.
Okay, I'll put the IFD back on.
16 feet per second, I think, is an RCS.
That's right.
Flight director, Quinn Lonnie.
That's exactly what they're talking of, too. 16 feet per second.
Yeah, I think that's below the range of what they're
keeping the. And this is these are initials with no periods. PNGS. GS. S. Sam. What is the thing? Guidance?
Primary guidance and navigation.
Yeah.
PGNS.
The PGNS parentheses guidance system for parentheses.
Okay, understood.
Powered up. Would consume too much water to keep it cool. Right. Keep it cool.
Something much longer.
Well, yeah.
At this point, the conference develops the mission control around Lonnie's console.
Okay.
Included were Robert Gilruth, G-I-L-R-U-T-H. Gilruth's first name is Robert.
Robert R.
Director of the Manned Spacecraft Center. What's the drone sound like?
Rocco Patron is.
Rocco Patron, R-O-C-C-O.
Hang on just a sec while I re-engage gears.
He's, okay, Deke Slayton, D-E-K-E-S-L-A-T-Y-O-N.
The astronauts in space are now talking to Jack Lausma in Mission Control, and what they're talking about is making sure that in their rapid motion to turn on the lunar module, Aquarius, that they did it correctly. They're running down the checklist for LEM activation, as they call it. In addition to this, the flight controllers are dictating some corrections as they go. Corrections primarily dictated here because of the need to conserve power. As Lausma talks, we hear these corrections coming through and we hear him making them to the astronauts. It might be pointed out also that the burn coming up is not to replace the major burn for home, but instead is intended to give the astronauts what they call a free return trajectory. In short, a trajectory that would not allow them to be captured by the lunar gravity, to give them some leeway in this situation. It will not replace the main burn. We still expect that coming up at about 79 hours and 25 minutes. But very shortly now, at 61 hours and 30 minutes approximately, less than an hour from now, they will make a burn of about 16 feet per second, and that should give them a trajectory that will not allow them to be captured by the moon. Much conversation going on between the astronauts and the flight controllers being relayed through Lausma. The mission control room itself, still a busy place, still filled with people, anxious people working out the systems so that Apollo 13 can be brought safely back to Earth. Roy Neal in Mission Control.
You'll see two things discussed here in this problem of conserving
less than an hour
consumables. One is the power and the other is the water, which is related, very closely related to the power.
Okay.
A graph open for
spending your money.
Of all the times to be here.
Yeah, we want to get...
It's as if we sat there coming all the way across the board, Brian, and said, all right, now this is the flight.
So we can power down.
That's how we will
vote Chris.
I think they're going to be very grateful.
We have a sense of urgency in his voice, and Thomas.
Our credibility. We don't have to worry about
a sense of urgency
in his voice. We can hear
it.
We can hear the situation developing and watch these men as they control the situation. And they're doing a superb job so far. Pulling the pieces.
Get the 61.
When you're in trouble, you guys look good.
61 hour.
Should warn you, Brian, that this microphone is currently on an open line to New York. I don't think we're on anybody there, but we might be.
Pronto. Okay, still quoting. Okay, everybody. Comma, close quotes. Beat money. Comma, open quotes. Let's be quiet. We've got a lot of business to do. Let's concentrate on the burn. Period, close quote, crap. Several minutes later, he again told his flight controller, comma, open quotes. Quiet in the room while we go through this activation. Period, close quotes, last graph. The list was a list, L-I-S-T, period, close quotes. Okay, last graph. The list was a checklist. Was a checklist of the electrical power system. That is one in the lunar module.
Another point that might be made here to the members, Marley,
right,
is that these people are working now against mission rules. I just had a good sample of it in listening. Tell me when my microphone is open. Okay, I assume the microphone's open now, and for the benefit of anyone tuned our way, I'd like to point out that the flight directors in mission control at this hour are following a set of mission rules which cover a situation exactly like this. They're working by the book, even though they're ad-libbing around that situation. The book still spells out the constraints, the things they can or cannot do, should or should not do.
No, I'm not. I'm just relaxing.
Hi, Brian.
Bill, I'm Roy Neal. We haven't even really said hello formally.
So just kind of been dropped in the middle of this whole thing.
Yeah, I...
Everybody's been so busy trying to listen to what's going on.
Cool, is my mic open at the moment?
Yeah, UPI.
Is my mic open at the moment? Okay, good. I think my mic's closed at the moment. Boy. Somehow, I don't think any of us are quite in a sleep mode right now. No. Once they get safely burned for home, I think we'll all be in good shape.
I thought my biggest problem today was going to be the vice president.
Well, we...
Perspectivist, that is.
We overheard Stafford on one of these loops, I don't know which one, a while back. So we can reasonably assume that the vice president has scrubbed his trip.
We don't know that, but I think...
We don't know it. I said we can reasonably assume.
Yeah.
He's been advised. Suddenly all that pool that was established at the last minute seems somehow irrelevant. As a matter of fact, Marley, I inquired as to whether this mic was open. Understood. Roy Neal. What would he like to know about it? It's critical. The water situation in the LEM is a function as power is. Both are critical, which is one of the several reasons why they're going into this free return trajectory as of this hour. Now, that, in essence, is the status.
Water in the black hole.
This maneuver won't help conserve. It gives them a safe return trajectory.
Provide coolant if
boiled. You see?
A water boiler and boiling.
Well, that's right. In other words, right now the critical factors are water and power, and both are interdependent. Essentially, the water problem is a function of the power problem, really. Okay, well, you can... Okay, Joe. He took over when we got in here, and let me see, what time was this? He took over from Krantz, it would have been about 10:30 or thereabouts.
After the emergency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
know. Bill O'Donnell.
Bill, let's talk, Ward.
Yeah, Terry announced that thing. He said it would be at 61:30. And I'm not sure myself whether he said, whether it's even a couple of, whether that would be a dips burn or an RCS burn with the lamb at 16 feet per second. And okay. Yeah, I don't think Terry said that.
Before the burn, they planned visuals that might be handy information for them. Before the burn. They're going to get their landing gear out so that it's not in the way for the burn. You dig? Sure. And if anybody's trying to visualize this stuff with models, they better doggone well spread the legs. Tell me when my microphone is open. All right, as an advisory for anyone using visuals, we've learned now that they plan to deploy the landing gear on the LEM before this burn is made to get it out of the way, so that your configuration should be legs out, much as if a landing were to be made before the burn that we're all talking about.
in the suit to be enticed anybody.
That's St. Shelburne.
What's his name?
Director of Flight Operations.
Chris Kraft's replacement.
Yeah.
Assistant until that time.
What's this for reading? What's that? Is that for the...
This is for the mid-course
burn.
Correction for free return.
It's a dip burn. Free return.
I copied this as he was starting this. Here's your pad. Is this for television or for radio? ABC Radio. Do they have anything special in mind? Okay. Just trying to think what we can add to what we've been hearing. I assume they've had air to ground. And most of the current information's been on there. Hold one. Good idea, Jack. Good idea. Okay. We can go with that on an ad-lib basis most any time you're ready. Okay, we'll go 13. Gotcha. 2 minutes from now. Okay. It's now well after 2 o'clock in the morning here in Houston, and the faces in Mission Control are beginning to look a little drawn and gray. For more than 3 hours, these men have been under the tremendous pressure of trying to put Apollo 13 back together again, of figuring out what to do to bring it home. At the moment in Mission Control, up on the executive row of consoles, Dr. Robert Gilruth, the center director, and Christopher Kraft, his right-hand man, are sitting. They're accompanied by some of the top officials, Dale Meyer, director of manned spaceflight from NASA headquarters, and others. The center of activity is the flight director's position, where at the moment, Glenn Lunny and two other flight directors, Jerry Griffin and Milton Windler, are running the operation, checking all points to see what can be done to best advantage to correct situations as they develop. And up on astronauts row at the capsule communicators position, Jack Lausma is the voice that we hear, but he's surrounded by Donald K. Slayton, director of the astronaut's office, astronaut John Young, Tom Stafford, associate director of that office, and others who have been moving into and out of the room through the night. At all console positions, we see 2 and 3 men respectively, and it's been this way all evening. All hands showed up as if by magic shortly after the trouble developed, and ever since the problem has been one of what can they do. Still working out the problems, and now just about 30 minutes away from a burn that will put the spacecraft on a free return trajectory, one that would bring it home under any circumstances. Roy Neal in Mission Control. Did you hear that, Marley?
Yeah, got that.
Let me see, was that 30.7, Doug? Hold one, Marley, we're still checking here.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. That'll do me, thank you.
Okay, here we go then. Time of ignition is
61.
61:29:42. That's time of ignition.
30.7 second burn.
A 30.7 second burn.
38 feet per second.
38 feet per second delta V. Okay, Marley. Time of the burn 61:29:42. 42. Okay. Thank you. burns accomplished, their point of closest approach will be 136.5 nautical miles. That's what the burn will do for them. If you remember, it would have been 60 nautical miles. Okay? Well,
Doc Dips,
in other words, with the two spacecraft together to burn the descent propulsion system.
And they did it on Apollo 9.
That's the last time.
I think 9 was, because in 9, of course, the whole thing was a lockup.
To verify
that's
right.
Exactly.
A fair amount of elasticity between the two vehicles.
In fact, that's a good point, too. 9 was a complete checkout, and this was one of the things that 9 did check out.
That's to check out that Doc Dips burn.
Good point to pass along, right. Another point, Marley, that Doug just brought up, which is a good one. The last time that any of us remember a docked descent propulsion system, It's a darn good piece of color, and as you heard me add to it, it's unusual that here we have McDivitt now in this position. He was the commander of that flight. So if anybody knows how the spacecraft reacts, well, certainly McDivitt's the guy. Because he made the burn. Fellas, we're going to try a little something unusual. I'm going to paraphrase the flight director and talk him into this burn as he goes around the horn. We'll see how it goes when they come up on Capcom. Just go, 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 or whatever. I don't know how this will come off, but it's our real-time version of planning, so you both know what I'm doing here. Hold one. see.
Wait till I catch up to time to ignition.
Yes, you were right. Mm-hmm. Well, I would suggest that we might start at about 1 minute prior to ignition. We'll simply clock down to ignition with whatever we hear. They just had descent propulsion system. Okay, matter of fact, he's running around now. They're getting goes throughout the room. Hold one. Wait till I listen here, Marley. I was talking to you. Glenn is just saying, how do I do this burn if I get a no-go on net control? So right now, they're still querying. No, this is much too early. He's querying positions. Yes, and I think that's what we're looking at. Because he'll make a check now. You should get another check prior to burn, just prior to burn. Right, Jack. All right, let me, since we're in real time ad lib here, I'm not sure, but we'll see what we can find out. Doug, would it be your considered opinion that Lunny will make, say, at about 1 minute before the burn, that he'll go around the horn again, just making a final check of all points?
Yeah, he would normally double check with the flight controllers just before.
Just before the burn.
Maneuver at some convenient point to get a status from each of them.
Approximately when? A minute? 2 minutes before the burn?
Yeah, it's kind of a continuing process.
Right.
And the last, it depends on how things are going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack, I think under any circumstances we would be reasonably safe in planning to go ahead approximately 1 minute before the burn, because if he has made it just before that, I'll sit here and make notes as we go and can check the positions right down to size for you. He should be making that last minute check just prior to the burn itself. Do you copy? Okay. Okay. 4. Mm-hmm. You're reading the same clock I am. Well, we can tell them exactly what we hear at that time.
Do they want us to keep going right up to the burn? Okay. Very good. To whom was Glenn addressing himself that last exchange? I missed it because I was talking here. Talking about Star.
Talking to Guidance.
Guidance?
Guidance officer.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm getting confused here. There are a couple of voices. This is on the line at the same time. Okay. And for how long? For 1 minute. Okay. Okay. Flight Director Glenn Lunny is now making a last check of all positions here in Mission Control to be sure that Apollo 13 is ready for the burn. At the moment, Guidance is checking, and still they have no stars in sight, nothing with which to check. However, we do know from that same point that the attitude of the spacecraft looks good. Also, the computer experts say that in their opinion right now, the burn looks good. Control a moment ago responded to the flight director by saying that they would like to make a couple of last-minute checks. Those are now being talked out, one of which was that they'd like to put the throttle to manual control and get off of autopilot. This is the kind of check going on now, as Glenn Lunny confirms with all points that Apollo 13 is indeed ready to burn, ready to go. These checks will continue up till the last minute, at which time we'll hear the capsule communicator talking them down to the split second as they burn into a free return, which should bring them to not closer than 136 and a half miles from the surface of the moon. Roy Neal in Mission Control. Thank you, sir. Minimum position on throttle. This is a manual burn.
compound ignition.
Right. That's what I'm looking at. In fact, that's what I was just talking about with Poole a few minutes back. Clock is wrong. The wall clock is wrong, Poole. Did you hear me? The wall clock is wrong. It's about 15 seconds slow. I'll try to read you down as I hear it on the loop. He's not armed yet. I'll read you down here everything that I hear. Guidance okay. Control okay. 1 minute. 1 minute. All good here at 1 minute. I hear nothing on the loop now, but you can expect this burn to be earlier than your clock on the wall shows. Engine armed. He just armed the engine. I hear nothing. We have ullage. That ullage should have lasted 10 seconds. We have ignition. We have ignition. 40%. Rates are holding good. Looking okay, flight. Still looking good. Shut down. Hold on. I do not see Mattingly still in the control room at this point. Do either of you? I think he's left.
I'm not sure about that.
Don't see him.
No, he may still be down there. It's hard to see.
It's very hard to spot.
I think he's there.
Marley, I do not see Ken Mattingly at the moment. That doesn't mean he's not in the control room, but we just don't see him.
Bill, do you see Ken Mattingly?
We're checking from the other side of the room.
I think I can see the top of his head also, but I'm not sure. Okay.
Here, I can't see that. He is there?
Yeah.
Okay, Marley confirming. Mattingly is in the room. Where is he? Down by Capcom? I can't see him from
the left
position.
Yeah, he's down the side of the console.
Let's see if we can see him in the monitor here. We'll be able to spot him here. Stafford, that's easy to spot.
I'm not sure if that's him or not.
You think that's Ken?
I don't think so.
No.
I think somebody got the wrong head there.
Yeah. That's Stafford. That's Stafford down there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, we do not see Mattingly right now. We do not see Mattingly in the room, Marley. We're looking at the monitor the same as you because our position from here is obscured to that slot.
Bill, I think that is Tom Stafford.
I'm sure it is. He turned and gave us a profile.
Okay, thank you. And he's not there.
Yeah, Mattingly is not in the room so far as we can see. Okay, Marley? So far as we can see, we do not see him in the room. Can we get an exact time that the burn took place?
Just a sec. Okay, give a report on it.
We'll be getting a report shortly from PAO, Marley.
I think all we can say at this time is a non-time burn.
It's going to be a handover coming here shortly. This is from Comm Pool. This is a handover from one station to another. Not having my flight plan with me, I don't know which is the next station up.
Probably Goldstone to Carnarvon.
Probably be a handover from Goldstone to Carnarvon, Doug tells me. Anybody that you could query on that time of ignition, Doug?
We should, from one source or another, get a burn status report before too long.
Right.
And if we don't get it pretty soon, I can check with Terry and see if he copied it.
Okay.
From what I've heard, I'd say it was an on-time burn. It was pretty nominal.
Mm-hmm. The thing that threw us off, of course, was our wall clock here, which...
The guy said all the way through that it was, that everything looked good, and, judging from the comments that I heard, I would say that it was pretty close to on time and pretty much nominal.
Marley, do you read? Okay, for tentative purposes, we can assume that that was an on-time burn, which in terms of GET then would give you 61.2942. That's an assumption now until we get a burn status report. What's tossed us in here, of course, is that we were all looking at the time to ignition clock and not at the GET clock. We're trying to check it, and as soon as we get some answer further than that, we'll let you know. The question just went up to the flight director. Assume we have another burn at approximately 79 hours, and the answer is yes. Plan on that for now. Tell you one thing you might do for me, though, Doug, on the way back. How about getting another pack of anything with some mentholatum in it? Let's see what we've got here.
That's close enough.
Okay. You got a nickel?
I got at least a
nickel. If not, I've got a dollar here. Not that it'll help much. Talking of earlier. This puts them on the free, the 79-hour burn.
I got the impression, though, that this one would initiate the free return.
Well, this does. They are now on a free return trajectory. However, they want to get back faster than the free return trajectory. They can pick up a considerable amount of time. Go ahead. Oh, dear. All this and a 13 on the flight number 2. These poor guys didn't have a chance going in. That's right. Apollo 13 at 13:13 hours Eastern. And Kelly and Russell in the back room. Various suggestions are now being passed along to Lunny, and he wants to know why. For example, a minute ago they were talking about using command module optics in manual to find stars, and he said, well, we can do almost anything, but let's find out what we're why. And, Communications is now saying, we've got to make the handover. We have no choice. We've got to make it as quick as possible. They're going to turn down the transceiver for 5 minutes. And they'll bring up... Looks like they're going to be out of comm, as closely as I can read this, for about 5 minutes. They have no choice. They've got to hand over now. Do you copy? Okay. Lunny says, I wish I knew what we wanted to do here. Control has a recommendation. Inco says he has 1 degree left on that dish. They've got to make the switch. They're going to be told to turn off the S-band transmitter and receiver. Turn off the S-band transmitter for 5 minutes. Obviously, they're going to go out of communication for about 5 minutes from the spacecraft.
But Lunny told the flight dynamics officer to plan on a... Told the flight dynamics officer.
Did you find any signals?
To plan...
I pulled the button for Newport's.
Burn at 79 hours.
Machinist.
They had those loaded in the Newport slot.
May I see your flight plan a minute? At the moment, no, Jack, but let me check here. Just looking to see where they're going here in this handover. LOS schedule in here.
I don't think that's got an LOS.
Darn. This is a different flight plan than mine.
Yeah, I think that's...
Because mine sure did.
Did they render a
right next to the TV
burn?
Schedule.
Did they say the burn was
successful? Yeah, it was a good burn.
Yeah, they said it was a good burn. They said it was a good burn. You can stick that on flight controllers and report it a satisfactory burn.
Is that all you were looking for?
Mm-hmm. Just wanted to confirm it.
Okay, I think that's it for now. Plan on a burn at 79 hours. Well, another burn to get them back home quickly. No, that would be the object of getting back faster. Yeah, the flight down would come earlier, but I don't know how early. I think it's still being studied. Would you call around and see what time I leave here?